Like, why isn't there a stira in the Rabbonins? By our case of Saita, the Rabbonins say we don't care if you uncover her lathe. So we see we're not afraid to hear her. Since the Kahanim are doing it like it's Navoida, they're doing it like the Tzarech HaMitzvah, we're not afraid people come to think to have Znus with her. So if so, how come by Skila are the Rabbonin afraid? So Marissa is like this, Lakasha. What's the reason by Saita that we want it to be uncovered? Mishum v'nivosru kol anoshim. Because we want all the noshim, the ladies, to come and see what happens to a Saita. How nivul, how disgusting it is. So the other ladies won't come to be a Saita. So therefore we would ask her, want to do things to her to make him a nivul. Like Rashi says, Amri Rabbon shemitzvah levaisha. What's the reason here of the mitzvah to embarrass her, this Saita? V'yafilu hi toira, even if she's tor. Mishum v'nivosru kol anoshim shleivoy v'atzmu dechashad v'tiyemetz nuyas. So we want other ladies to learn out not to become a Saita. So all the ladies will learn out to be a Tznua, to stay away. But over there, by Skila, Ein Lecha Yisra Godom is there. There's no bigger Yisurim than this. Said Rashi, Hossam Shineskeles, Ein Lecha Yito Godom is there. But that's the biggest scare there is. So there we don't have to let it be undressed. There we can let it be dressed. Because if the purpose is that people should look and see and learn, so that's the biggest learning. You see somebody being hanged, being killed, stoned, so you know not to do these averus. So if the whole purpose is to learn out from here, so by Saita we want it to look manuval, so that the ladies won't become a Saita. But if you see somebody being killed, that's the biggest lesson there is, not to do these averus, not to be killed. So there we don't care, even though she's dressed. But still, let's do two things, Rashi says. Miso busha. Let's kill her, and let's also make her embarrassed. So Mar says, that means, borrow misa yafet. No, even b'shas misa also, you have to do things that are nice to her. You have to do what you have to. But more than that, there's no mitzvah to be vayisha to embarrass her. So Mar says, leimad Rav Nachman tanoihi. The Chorot should be a machloikis, tanoim according to Rav Nachman. Because the Tanakhama over there says that you're supposed to let her be undressed. So you see what? B'shas we kill her, we don't care about her busha. So the Chorot, they hold not like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, the Pasuk says, v'haftal recha kamecha, even b'shas you killing her, you do it in a nice way. And before we learned that you're allowed to have her undressed, so Chorot's a machloikis tanoim. So Mara says, no, that's not the machloikis. I'll tell you really the Kuliyal Mislu the Rav Nachman. Everybody holds like Rav Nachman that there is a svara even when you have to kill somebody to do it nicely, to do it via haftar recha kamecha. For Ochas, what's the machlekes over here? When we make skila, when we stone her, should she be wearing dress or clothing or not? Vocha bokeh miflagi masava bizyonei odiflei tvei mitzara. One says that you're better off not to embarrass her, even though you have to give her more pain. Like Rashi says, Choshev alodim shnuyu loy tfei mitzar v'degufo. Hilkach misa yofi loy nisko lovush, v'yafo pi shetzar nimsha shenim amayr lomos loy nisko orim v'yizbaza. Because there are two svaras here. When you have to stone the person, if they're not wearing any clothing, so the stones will kill them faster. They won't have so much tsar, so much pain. But they'll have embarrassment. But the other way is let them be wearing clothing, so we'll take away the embarrassment. But there'll be more tsar, more pain. It'll take a little bit longer until they die. Because they have a protection on their body, so when you throw the stones on them, it takes a little bit longer till you can kill them. So that's the machlokes. What's better off for the person? To embarrass the person, undressed, but he'll die faster without so much pain? Or no, don't embarrass him, let him be wearing clothing, even though he'll have more pain. That's the machlokes. Says, it's more important not to embarrass him than to tvei mitzara, than to give him pain, the mitzara the gufa. Therefore we say it's kedai to let him be wearing clothing b'shas yistoni him, so he won't have embarrassment, even though it will take a little bit longer for him to die. It's more important not to give him pain, like don't let him be undressed, so that he'll die faster. Tvei mi bizyuna. That bothers a person more than the bizoyin, the embarrassment of it. So therefore, we'd rather care about the pain than the embarrassment. That's the machlokes over here. Whether when you give him skila, should be dressed or not. But everybody could agree to Rav Nachman that like this we always say, even if you have to kill somebody, do it in a nice manner. Then the Mishnah says, if she was wearing white clothing, we change her to make her put on black clothing. Tanya, we learn like this. What about him? Let's say for a cat, she looks nice in black clothing, so it doesn't pay to change from white to black. So then we say, we have to put ugly clothing on her. Like this, from white to black is ugly. But if for her black is nicer, then we put other ugly clothing on her. He says if she has golden jewelry, we have to take it off her. For the Gemara Pshita, of course you have to take it off her. Like now we're saying to put on ugly clothing, we want to make her look disgusting, is honey me boy? For sure you have to take off her gold jewelry. What's the chiddush to take off her jewelry? So Gemara says, yes. Now the time I would have thought, no, maybe it's kedai that she's wearing no nice clothing, just jewelry. That's a big bizoyin. Could the Yamri inch, like people say, shliach arto, like you're undressed, visayim asayin, you're wearing shoes, doesn't look nice. That's a big embarrassment. So maybe I would have thought to say it's kedai to let her wear a jewelry. She'll be more embarrassed that way. Kamashmullah, no. And Rashi says, "Bani Yisle b'zayin tvei, she aruma, she's undressed, she's uncovered. Ad libo, that the kohen ripped her dress till her heart. For Raisha pru, and her hair was uncovered. The yitun le'atach shit is over. Now we put upon her these gold ornaments. Is ganayula? It's an embarrassment for her. Shadera from the adam l'sleitzes b'yadam arim u'men alav ragla. People make fun of somebody that's like undressed and wearing shoes. So I would have thought to say maybe this is called an embarrassment to her." So Taka let her wear a jewelry without clothing, or not without clothing completely, but it means that the dress is ripped until the heart, and the hair is uncovered, Kamashmala, no, that it's still better to take off the jewelry. Then it says the mission of Yachakach maybe Chebel Shamitri. Then we take a string and tie it around her above her breast that her dress should not fall down. Boy Mine Rababam Ravuna. Chevala Mitzri Mao Shiyakiv Saita. That's what the Mishnah says. You have to take the string made from the palm tree, from the bark around the palm tree. Is that likuve that you need it? Or else maybe no. If you don't have it, are you missing the mitzvahs? What's the two? Is the only reason why we need it, just that a dress should not fall down. Like this, the kohen ripped her dress. We're afraid the whole dress will fall down. Therefore, the Mishnah says to tie a string around the dress to hold it up. Or if that's the reason, then any small string would be enough, even if it's not made from a deck or from a palm tree. Or Duma, maybe no. Maybe Mishum Diyomama, we learned. He chogra la bitziltzol, when she had this nus, she girded herself with something nicely, with nice, something nice. And therefore, no, a person has to take it, and a kohen has to take now this type of a chevel mitzri bedavka to tie it upon her. So maybe it is likuva, we need it. So Moran says, Amalaisi answered back to me, so we're not in our Mishnah. It says clearly in the Mishnah, V'yachakach mevi chevel ha-mitzri. Then later we bring the string from the palm tree, V'koshroi lo, and we tie it around, L'mala midodeh, on top of her breast, K'dei shelo yishma tubagdeh mialeh, in order that her ripped dress should not fall down. So we see clearly it's not a special mitzvah to use this chevel ha-mitzri, but rather just practical that a dress should not fall down. So therefore, really, with any type of a string you use, you'd also be mekayim this inyan. Then it says, "What v'chol haroitzel liroit bo yiro." Whoever wants to come and see what a sota looks like has the right to come and see. And then the Mishnah says, "Not like that. Only the women should come and see." So Gemara says, "Tzagufa kasha." It's a steer in the Mishnah itself. Amarta. First, you say in the Mishnah, "Kol haroitzel liroit bo raya." Whoever wants to come and see her could see her. Alma loishon, agaru loishon, and asher. There's no difference between men or ladies. They have a right to come and see a soita. V'adatonya. Then we learn no. Kol hanoshim mutaros lirois. All the ladies are allowed to come and see. So the idea is noshim in, anoshim loy. Women, yes, and not men. You see, men are not supposed to come and see a soita. So Rabbi says like this. T Tirgumo anoshim enichnami. The first part of the mission also means kol haroitzer means on ladies. Any lady can come and see. Amalei Rav, Rava said back no. For your kol haroitzer lirois bo roi katoni. The ratio of the mission just says whoever wants to see could come and see. Mashm anybody, even men also. So then the chutz is tira. Elo amar Rava kol haroitzer lirois bo roya. Loishano gavri v'loishano noshi. Enichnami is true. Whether it's a man, whether it's a lady, you have a right to come and see. But for noshim chayovos lirois, but ladies have a chiyuv to go and see a soita. A man doesn't have a chiyuv, just if he wants to, he could. But by ladies, there's a chiyuv to go see a soita. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'nivosu kol anoshim v'lois yasenu kimzanatcha, that the ladies should come and see, and they should not come and do the way she does. So therefore, it was an inyan bedavka. That they should not come and do the same type of nus that she did. Therefore, we want Pedavka, the Noshim, to come and see what a Saita looks like in order that they should be very tzinius and not to become rechshash of a Saita. So, the Mishnah. The same way you act, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. The same things you do, anything bad you do, Hashem punishes you, mida keneged mida. The same way you acted, that's the way Hashem acts back to you. And the portion of svara for this is, because when Hashem gives a punishment back to us, is to wake us up, to show us that we're doing something wrong. So from the punishment, we're supposed to learn what we did wrong. So therefore, we get a punishment in the manner, the same way we did it, in order that we should learn from this, that the reason why we're getting this punishment is because we're doing something bad. That's the side of mida keneged mida. The way we act, Hashem acts back to us to teach us that that's what's causing it. What happened here? By a soita, he koshed a satsma lavera. She made herself all beautiful to have this nus with that man. Hamokim nivla. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu does just the opposite to her. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the badavka look ugly now. We rip her clothing. He gils a satsma, or he put on, ugly clothing on her. He gils a satsma. She uncovered herself to the man. Liavera is hamokim gilo leha. Kodesh Baruch Hu uncovers her. We had in the mission, we rip her clothing, we rip her dress. Beirach, her thighs. His tchila b'avera started his nus. His tchila, that was the first part of his nus. V'yacha kacha beten. And then onto the stomach. L'fikach, therefore, tilaka ayerach tchila. Therefore, first her thighs get hit. V'yacha kacha beten. And then the beten, the stomach blows up. V'shar kol ha'guf le'polet. And the rest of the guf is not saved. The also, like the whole guf, gets pain from when the Isha drinks the Mehamorim, the way we'll soon see, it swells her up. Rashi says, Yerech Hiskel be'averet tchila means b'derech tashmish. Ha'yerech nana tchila, b'kirav bosa. First by the thigh they touch one another, that's the beginning of tashmish. L'fikach tiloka yerech tchila, it gets hit first. L'kala loysa, d'chsiv, v'seis Hashem as yerkech onafilis. The first thigh will fall down. And then the espitna chotzova, then the stomach will blow up. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, afagav de mida betela, even though the actual mida, in other words, the dalad misas that bezdin give is bottle, we don't have bezdin anymore to give the dalad misas, but the mida loy bottle, the way you're supposed to receive it, you'll still get back. And Rashi says, shemoydidin lo liyavri avera b'mida shemasiyavizbo. Like if you did an avera at yichayim skila, you'll be killed in that manner also. Even though it's not through Bezdin. What does that mean? The Yomar Rav Yosef, Echein Toni Rav Chia, Miyoyim Shechor Rav Beis Amigdish, from the day that Beis Amigdish was Chorav, Afo Pisha Botla Sanhedrin, even though we don't have the Sanhedrin Agadol anymore, so Bezdin can't give Misas Bezdin anymore, but Arba Misas Le Botlu, but you should know the Yisoid of Dalad Misas is not Botlu. Fred Gemara Ivo, Botlu, what are you talking about? He just said there's no more Dalad Misas. There's no more Bezdin to kill people. So what it means to say is Eladin Arba Mises Lebotlu. The halacha, the way that Hashem pays back, is still here. What does that mean? Mishen is chayeskila. Somebody did an avera. He was in Chal Shabbos. He's chayeskila. Is oinoifu menagag. Either he'll fall off the roof. And that's the way they made skila. They threw you off a high point, and then they threw stones on you. So it happened by itself. You'll fall off a roof. Oichayed asos. It was a wild animal will trample over you. That's the type of a skila. Mishen is chayesreifa. Someone is supposed to be burnt. Is oinoifu but like either will fall into fire. Or nochash machish, or else the snake will bite him. The poison will like burn him up. Mishin is chayev ariga. Somebody's supposed to have ariga. Ariga starts with a saif. That's with a sword. is I nimsel malchus, either giving over to the kingdom to chop off your head, or listen boyin alov, or else robbers will come and chop off your head. Chitzi, you'll get the same money you're supposed to get. Mishin is chayev chanik, because someone's supposed to be choked, is oi toive benor, either he'll drown in the river, oi meis bis runchi, or else he'll die with haps, by choking, he'll choke to death. So Kitzah, Hashem still pays back the Misa the way you're supposed to deserve it. Tanya Oye Rebbe Yoimah, Minayin Shebemidah Shodah Moedah Bo Moedah Din Loi. How do we know this, Yisrael? That the same way you act, that's the way Hashem acts back to you. Shinemah the Pasuk says, V'sasoh V'shalcho Terivena. Like V'sasoh, the same saw, the same measurement, that's why we send her away. Shrashi B'toich Oysoy So Atzmo G'shatah M'shalcho L'yavdun Terivena. The same measurement that you did the Aver with, that's where Hashem will send you away. He'll give you back the punishment. Same with yellow saw. We only know the measurement of a saw. So Rashi said that means an Aver G'dayla, a very big Aver, that the punishment is Mida K'neged Mida. But Minai and the Rabbi is Tark of a half of a saw. That means a half of an Aver. Or the Aver is not so strong. The Chatzi Tark, even a smaller Aver. Kav, a chatzi kav, roiva, a chatzi roiva, tumen, v'yuchlo, all small type of shiur, mekitza. How do we know even the smallest navera that you do? Still, your punishment is midi k'neged mida. Minayin tamalev, the pasuk says, ki kol son soyin barosh. Mash many type of a measurement will be paid back midi k'neged mida. Or minayin, how do we know, shekol pruta pruta, mitzterefas lechesbin gadol. Every little punishment, Rashi says, kol pruta pruta, every payment, every penny. Rashi, afal pishto, nifrom emeno pam rishoyno. Or shniya, even though Hashem doesn't pay you back the first or second time. It's not the pshat, loy vitru loy. Aleim, Hashem didn't like look it over. Elam, it's tarfen loy leis lecheshbon. He adds it up. Like Hashem doesn't pay you all back in one shot, that's true. Sometimes he waits, maybe you do tshuva. But every little bit of punishment you get adds up. Fruit is mitzrefas lecheshbon godl. Like everything is with the exact cheshbon. Yeah. How do we know this? Talmud, the pasuk says, "Achas liachas limtzoy cheshbon." One by one, each one adds up. V'chein metzino b'saita, the same type of an inyan we find by saita. Shebemidah shemodid bo modidin lo. The same way she acted, we act back to her. He yomed up pesach beisa. She stood by her door, lirois loy, to let the man look at her. His afika koyin amidu al sa niknor. Therefore, the koyin now puts the saita by the sha niknor. That's the door. Umareh koloino. L'cholhi, everybody that passes by, that's the main pathway into the Beis Hamikdash. You go from the Shar Ezras Noshim to the Ezras Yisrael, that's everybody passes by. So that's where the Soita was standing. Everybody comes now and sees her. He parseloi soidrin noin al Rosha. She put nice things over her head, so the person she wanted to live with her is the figure, therefore, koitel koyein noitel. Keep on me, Arosha. Kain takes off a hairband, off her hair, or manicha takas regler and puts it under her feet. He kashtu loy paneh. She put makeup on her face. Lefikach paneh marikos. Therefore, we make her face become pale, like we'll learn about it later. Yeah.